to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. A healthcare provider in southwest Colorado is alerting patients that their sensitive personal information may be on the dark web. Access Health says their security systems were hacked this summer. Curtis Minder is a cybersecurity expert based in Grand Junction. He says a hacker group named Resita is responsible.
They do have some pretty advanced, you know, attack tools, and they do tend to target healthcare institutions, which is just awful. In fact, the healthcare institution that my parents use in Illinois was attacked by Resita not too long ago.
Anyone concerned about their private information is encouraged to monitor their credit report and consider a credit freeze. History Colorado is inviting the public to contribute to altars for Dia de los Muertos. The holiday celebrates loved ones who have passed away. This year, museums across the state are hosting community altars where anyone can place a photo of their loved one. They can also place an item representing a favorite food, trade, or hobby in that person's life. Diane Archuleta is with El Pueblo Museum and says it's a healing tradition.
We offer space for you to come in and write letters to your deceased loved ones. Grieving, you all know, is a very personal process. However, this is very communal.
Museums in Denver, Pueblo, Trinidad, and Fort Garland have installed altars. You can find more details at CPR.org. In Colorado's September unemployment rate was at 4%. That is unchanged from the month before. This is CPR News. The fall weather is here, and I hope you're having a happy, happy morning.